Good morning. Welcome to the Wednesday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. This week we're focusing our morning devotions on the prayer guide that I published on Sunday. Have a new one of those every week. And this week is about learning to serve. And today's topic within this week's focus is learning to serve one another. Paul writes and says that you have been set free. Do not use your freedom to indulge your sinful nature, your sinful desires, but rather serve one another in love. You see, it's one thing to learn to serve. It's often a completely different thing to learn to serve one another. We can be pretty good at serving ourselves, of aligning the details of our day to make ourselves more comfortable, to meet our own needs, to take care of number one, as the world might say. And that is a part of the nature of mankind. We want to take care of ourselves. And it's such an inborn part of who we are that God uses that desire to tell us and to teach us how we ought to take care of others. The old golden rule, do unto others as you would have them do unto you, implies that you want good for yourself and therefore you would do good for others. You see, learning to serve one another requires that we learn to recognize the value that others have. You see, living life tends to make us choose. And what we choose to do is generally based around some sense of value we give to an activity or to a person or to an item. The things that we value, the things that we believe are important, tend to be the things that we gravitate to, the things that we end up doing. The old simple definition of priority, it's the things that you actually do, not simply the things that you talk about doing. And one of the reasons that we struggle to serve one another is, well, we really don't value one another. We will generally serve those that we value. We will seek what's good for them. We will spend time, money, effort, energy, not only serving, but discovering what it is that meets their needs, that makes them happy, that gives them a sense of importance and value. And God's calling to us is to be free to do that. In a nation that clamors for freedoms and rights and all of this stuff. So often when I hear that, it's in the context of being able to do whatever I want. And God kind of turns that upside down and says, freedom means you're able to do what others want. You're able to serve them according to their needs. When God talks about the way we should communicate with others, the way that we build them up, it's not to become like us, it's to build them up according to their needs. You see, the plan is that we ought to be serving one another in order to build them up to be more like Jesus. This past weekend, I took a number of photos, which is probably not surprising to those that know me. But one of them was a Canada goose with some goslings following her. Three of them were tucked in tightly behind her, swimming across the river. And a fourth was following, but at a distance. Off doing his own thing, but still part of the family. And as I looked at that picture after I got home and put it on the computer, and it just reminded me so much of how society struggles to serve those that are off doing their own thing, who are just living differently. And especially children that are designed and created by God in a way that's not like everyone else. And they struggle to fit in. And we have all kinds of labels of hyperactivity disorder and things that kind of pigeonhole them into labels rather than people. But it's not just children that we do that with. We see people that, well, they just struggle to fit in. Their mind works differently than others. Issues that keep them from being like everyone else. And how we serve them should be no different in broad terms as to how we serve others according to their need. I've told this story before, and my mom always liked to honor us kids on our birthdays with a special dessert, a German chocolate cake, homemade, all out. Everybody would say this was an incredible creation. And she would make that for my brothers and my birthday, eventually for my sister's birthday when she came along. And everybody loved it. Well, everybody except me. You see, a German chocolate cake, at least the traditional one that my mom would always make, is covered in coconut. I just could not stand coconut. And so while that was a special thing for them, it really wasn't all that special to me. And eventually, as my mom figured that out, there was a change made. A realization that serving according to my need might look a little bit different than serving according to my brother's needs. And that's the kind of serving one another God calls us to. It's not a cookie cutter serving, it's a paying attention and learning what that person needs. And then using the freedom that you have in Christ to serve them according to that need. Sometimes it involves changing ourselves. Sometimes it involves a greater understanding of them. But like all of us, there's times we need encouragement. There's times we need correction. There's times we need guidance. There's times we need acceptance. There's times we need all kinds of things. There's a book been out for a lot of years now. Been updated various times. It's been rewritten for different age groups and called The Five Languages of Love or something like that. But the premise is that we give and receive love in different ways based on a lot of factors in our life. And as we learn our own love language, as we learn the love languages of others, we're better able to express that love in meaningful ways. And that's the heart of this idea of learning to serve one another according to their needs. Is we value them enough to learn what those needs are. And we spend time with God enough to know how to help serve in ways that meet those needs, the real needs. Today, as we spend time praying, I would ask that you consider how you're serving. Not just how you're serving, but who you're serving. And ask God to help you use the freedom that you've been called to serve one another in love. To value them enough that you learn what it looks like to serve them in love. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. You've shown us what this serving one another in love looks like as you sent Jesus, as he lived life, as he taught, as he healed, as he ministered to all who would come to him. Eventually ministering to all of us as he went to the cross, paying the penalty for our sin, defeating death as he rose from the dead. Father, may we live that example of using the freedom we have to serve others in love. May our treatment of one another, of the people that we encounter today, express the value that they have to us because they're valuable to you. Father, may we take the time to listen, to understand, to get to know people, to realize more fully each day what it looks like to serve according to their need, what it looks like to express love that's meaningful to them. Father, help us to have the discernment to know what is needed and the difference between that and what is harmful and simply wanted. Father, our desires are many times are so impure that it's difficult. There are times people want to be served in a certain way, and we know from your word that your instruction is doing so would be harmful to all involved. So Father, give us discernment and integrity in serving in love, genuine love that cares for the soul, for the person, that cares more about eternity than a moment. May we serve with a bigger picture in mind, even as we never lose sight of the value of the moments that we do have. Father, today as I pray for the children in our homes, our schools, our churches, our communities, I pray that they would learn to serve one another. As children sometimes our base of operation is about being served. And there's times we get locked into that mindset that we never outgrow it. Father, as our children grow and mature, may they move from needing to be served all the time to wanting to serve all the time. May we help them to see the opportunities at whatever age they are to serve one another. And may they know the joy of that because they see us serving others in joy and finding contentment, satisfaction in using our freedom to serve others in love. And Father, as we have opportunity, may we involve our children in serving others so they can serve alongside of us and learn and practice, and that it would become a natural part of who they are and a natural part of who we are. Father, I continue to pray for those that struggle today, those that feel isolated, those that feel all alone, that some that are still feeling that way due to COVID, others felt that way long before COVID and continue to feel that way, that their mind works differently, their body works differently, there's things about them that just make it difficult to fit into everyday life in a way that others do. Father, help us to serve them. Help them to know the value of serving others. Father, may our love for one another grow. And may our eyes be open to the value of each person. And as we discover that value, may we gaze deeply into your word to find the truth that needs to be shared. Father, as we serve one another in love today, may we do so in such a way that it lifts up Jesus so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Wednesday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. It is my prayer that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.